everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of November 26th through December 2nd, 2012, the Grand Prix break week, and it actually is a relatively light week this year, except in Russia. Unfortunately, there is unexpected and bad news out of that country on Yulia Lipnitskaya, who Wednesday slipped on a spin and fell on her chin, resulting in a concussion, a light one apparently, but she's still out of the Grand Prix finale, which would have been her big senior international of the year, too. Christina Gao goes in her place. Eerily enough, an interview was published this week done with Lipnitskaya's coach, Eteri Tutberidze, in Paris the day before Tropierre Pompard opened, when Lipnitskaya had twisted her ankle and they thought she might not compete there, where she displayed a philosophy about it she hopefully still has now, that she believes everything happens for a reason, injuries included, and even if they have to miss the Grand Prix finale, Lipnitskaya should be able to get some time on the Sochi ice, at Nationals if she recovers quickly enough, and possibly later, even if she doesn't. The NRW Trophy 2 is next week, and contrary to earlier implications, Aliona Savchenko and Robin Solkovy have confirmed they are participating in it, but Evgeny Plyshenko is now officially withdrawn. And not only that, he's now officially saying what he hinted at earlier, that like last year, he'll do only Europeans and skip Worlds, no help earning spot to Sochi for other men. Coach Alexei Mishin also had things to say this week, but not about him. Rather about Elizaveta Tektomisheva, who he said is losing training time due to a cold she's had for a while, but that is not about to make them give up a chance to skate in the Olympic venue. But since she's really the best age-eligible Russian lady at the moment, they may pull her from Nationals if they feel she's done well enough at the Grand Prix finale to get away with it. He also took a moment to accuse the judges of retaining home bias, citing the pretty good case of Mao Asadas winning an HK trophy last week. Also still ailing is Elena Ilyinich. Her food poisoning has caused her and Nikita Katslapov to pull out of the Japanese show they plan to do this week, although the Russian team doctor at NHK was also talking about a possible infection, except she's not the only one. Apparently, Alexei Ruganov suffered a milder case. Also complaining about the judges this week were Alexandra Stepanova and Ivan Bukin, repeating their coach's words that the judges are more critical of Russian ice dance couples because they're too much better in junior ice dancing. The couple also said they intend to nonetheless stay in junior ice dancing because they haven't achieved all they want there, and they do get a lot of help from his Olympic champion father. Another coach interviewed this week was Nina Moser, briefly, long enough to say the absence of Savchenko and Solkovy from the Grand Prix finale shouldn't affect the mindset of students Tatiana Volzhozhar and Maxim Trankov any. Meanwhile, Russia's internal cup series concluded in Moscow and included the return of Artur Dmitriev following his withdrawal from Cup of China, but it wasn't as successful a comeback as he'd hoped for. Shakiness in both programs and a pop in the free left him second to the younger Alexander Petrov, who landed a triple axel in the short and two in the long, one with a triple toe, and stayed on his feet throughout, totaling 2:21.15. In fact, Dmitriev's technical score in the free was below that of third place Alexander Samarin. Samarin still tried no triple axel, but despite one ugly close call, he too stayed on his feet throughout both programs. In the juniors, Vladislav Tarasenko won the short and did badly in the long. Andrei Zuber was fifth in the short and won the long. And he and Andrei Lazukin, who was third in the short and second in the long, end up second and third respectively behind Murad Kurbanov, who'd been second in the short and third in the long, with less than a point between the three of them. In the senior ladies, despite a stumble on her last jump, Kristina Zasiva won the short half a point over Alina Maximova, only to have a disastrous 10th place long, for she didn't even break 80 and dropped to 6. Maximova broke 100, but she didn't have the best time of it either. She was third in the segment and dropped behind winner Elizaveta Yashchenko, 163.61 to 159.97. In fact, she didn't hold much of a margin over Alsu Kayumova, who moved up to third from fourth. Evgenia Medvedeva dominated a much less volatile junior competition. The 6-team senior pairs competition saw the debut of Yulia Antipova and Nodari Mizoradze, who don't quite have their unison yet, although they stayed on their feet in the short. In the long, they had dicey throws and worse jumps, including a fall from her on the sequence. With 174.96, they still won. Not so lucky were Ekaterina Petaikina and Konstantin Bezmerterik. Their short had a dodgy twist, and in their long, they stumbled through a 3-jump combo where she didn't do the third jump, and they only did solo side-by-side doubles, and she fell on the throw, and they came in third, behind not only Antipova and Mizoradze, but Kristina Ashton Kova and Petekina's former partner, Maxim Kurdikov. There were 6 junior pairs, too. The other 5 were pretty far behind Valerina Greshkukina and Andrei Filanov. Valerina Storgina and Ivan Volobuev were the only senior ice dance team. They scored 139.56. The junior ice dance competition was much bigger, and a close battle between the top two, with Bettina Popova and Yuri Vlasenko coming back from second after the short to narrowly beat Daria Morozova and Mikhail Zirnov. After that, the preliminary rosters for Russian nationals were announced, in which Plyshenko couldn't be listed for paperwork reasons. More permanent notable absences included Ivan Beriev, Polina Agafonova, and Anna Shershak. Over in Britain, National Self was held, where Jenna McCorkle remains undefeated since the end of the last century. She claimed her 10th ladies title with 123.91 overall for a more or less clean short, but a not-so-clean free, where she popped her axle completely and only did one triple, on which she lost the intended combo. She won both segments, but was tailed pretty close in the free by Carly Robertson, though the latter had a fall in both programs, on a partially downgraded sal cow in the short and a partially downgraded toe in the free, plus she had a full downgrade on an intended double, but with a badly doubled sal cow, she too did only one triple toe in the free, but she finished the combo on it. Katie Powell took third, despite a single in the short and a very bad free that had her landing no clean triples anywhere at all. The top three were the only skaters to break 100. After missing last season, Matthew Parr had a dodgy combo, and despite the highest tech score, was initially third after the short, but less than a point behind both David Richardson, who won the segment on tariff and presentation scores after falling on his loop, and Harry Maddock, who was technically clean. And in the free, though Parr fell in one jump and another wasn't very good either, Maddock fell twice, among numerous other difficulties, and when Richardson wasn't going for very hard jump content, when he popped his LUTs, the only jump harder than his one loop, his tariff was way below the other two, and he wasn't clean outside that either. He dropped just behind Maddock to third, leaving Parr with 160.35 to claim his third national title. Reigning champions Penny Coombs and Nicholas Buckland dominated a five-team ice dance event, getting the only good marks given for the polka in the competition and near straight plus threes on two of their lifts in the free, totaling 153.65. Below them, Louis Waldno and Edwards were initially second after the short, but in the free, a pair of falls and validated spin on top of an already troubled level spread that took them down to third, below Charlotte Aiken and Josh Woodbourne, who weren't without issues themselves in either program, but had a much better time of it in the free than in the short. In fact, Walden and Edwards were fourth in the segment, a bit behind fourth place overall Carter Jones and Richard Sharp, who also had a better free than short. Stacey Kemp and David King were unchallenged for their eighth straight pairs title, fortunately for them, as with her still suffering from the knee injury that took them out of the Grand Prix, they didn't do their jumps. With their other elements, they totaled 94.64. In the juniors, Lana Bagan came back from third to win the competition when short program winner Imani Fonsi had a free skate which dropped her to fourth. Peter James Salam won both segments in the men, if fairly narrowly overall. Olivia Smart and Joseph Buckland dominated their five-team dance competition, and Robin Tweedell and Stephen Adcott were the better of two weak pairs. On the other side of the globe, Australian Nationals started yesterday, but so far it's mostly been adult and synchronized events, the bulk of the competition run through next week. Also next week is the Skate Canada Challenge to qualify for that Nationals. The schedules and starting orders and such are being published, and among those listed is Emmanuel Sandu. Word is he's been practicing a while and getting his triples back. Even more obscure words comes to us from China on Wen Jingsui and Kong Han that her cast is off and that they are almost ready to compete again. Also more news is attached to the releasing of the roster for the Golden Spin of Zagreb in 2 weeks' time. Yina Kim's listed as doing two events in as many weeks. She's among the 23 ladies, though so is Carolina Kostner, making her season debut. Adelina Sotnikova is also in that mix. The biggest lineup after that is the ice dance roster with 19 teams, most notably Nelly Zhiganshina and Alex Gaji. The 15-skater men's field is pretty weak. The favorites might just be Russians Mark Shakhmatov and Artem Bordulin, but the Paris field, while only having five teams, includes Stephanie Burton and Andre Shitarik. More words come from the U.S., where Ashley Wagner was interviewed in anticipation of the finale and talked about having to skate her long in France, having come down the previous night with a cold, calling herself kind of delirious, but saying when Mr. Nooks told her to just rely on her training, surprisingly enough for how I felt, it was one of the easiest programs I performed in a while. I don't know if the adrenaline kicked in or something, but for how I felt, I was really happy with it. Since the Grand Prix finale is lower pressure than Worlds, she hopes to make her first attempt of the season at a triple-triple there if she can get a good landing rate in practice. Most of the rest of the commentary is still post-sectionals, with comments this week from all three senior ladies winners. Eastern's champion Samantha Cesario described her main goal right now as getting through nationals injury-free after having to pull out of the last two, but she's also working on triple-triples, most recently the triple-flip-triple-toe. Midwestern's winner Ashley Kane spoke of a foot injury that hindered her before regionals, which she now says is healed, allowing her to train lutzes and flips in a triple-loop-triple-loop again, and how she likes to be able to focus on singles, though she still doesn't rule out a return to pairs. Pacific's champion Vanessa Lamb spoke of working on performance and consistency and a goal of making it to Junior Worlds. Midwestern's men's champion Max Aaron also spoke of working on his performance, saying he doesn't want to be known for just his jumps, while pairs champions Alexis Kimek and Chris Kanira mostly said they were happy, though this week she tweeted about them getting a new long program after Japan. Back east, Timothy Delensky, who failed to qualify in six, says despite the disappointment, he's glad for the chance to recover from a stress fracture in his left ankle that limited his jumping abilities in the practices beforehand, and will even lay off his jumps completely until it heals. And dance champions Isabel Canuscio and Michael Bramante were delighted to win, which they hadn't expected in only their third competition together, and she also claimed that she and sister Anastasia don't get too competitive against each other. The U.S. USFSA made some announcements of its own this week, including the return of the first two Nationals in the next quadrennium to recent haunts. 2015 Nationals goes to Greensboro, North Carolina, and 2016 Nationals to St. Paul, Minnesota. They also announced the nominees for the U.S. Hall of Fame, including choreographer Lori Nichol, former men's national champions Rudy Galindo, getting nominated for the second year in a row, Michael Weiss and Bobby Spreck, Boston-based coach Tom McGinnis, synchronized coach Lynn Benson, scoring computer programmer Albert Beard, and former USFSA presidents Claire Waters Ferguson and Franklin Nelson. Up north, Skate Canada's already named this year's class for their National Hall of Fame, and Nichol's already getting inducted into that one. So is Jeffrey Buttle, Brian Pockart, the late world's bronze medalist known for his artistry, Norman Scott, singles and pairs skating champion in both the U.S. and Canada in the 1910s, Cambridge, Ontario-based coach Kerry Leach, and skate maker John Nebley. That's not all that's being named in Canada either. So is the cast for Canadian Stars on Ice, which will feature Patrick Chan for the first time. Kurt Browning will conclude his last season touring here, alongside also Buttle, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, Joanie Rochette, Sean Sawyer, and Ashley Wagner is the sole foreign visitor this year. The tour will go through 12 cities, starting in Halifax April 19th and finishing in Vancouver May 10th. Tickets go on sale December 7th. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.